Kootenay Menashe MLA Steve Morissette was taken by surprise when he learned that he was appointed Parliamentary Secretary of Rural Development on November 18. I was not aware of the appointment until the day prior to the swearing-in of the cabinet when Premier Eby called each of us to let us know, Morissette told The Times. The former mayor of the village of Fruitvale was one of 14 members appointed Parliamentary Secretary, and these individuals will support the 23 new cabinet ministers and 4 ministers of state appointed by Premier David Eby at Government House in Victoria. Premier Eby's new cabinet delivers on the core challenges people are facing, and Eby believes he has built a team that combines years of experience and offers fresh perspectives from outside of government. At a time when there is a lot of worry and uncertainty about the future, British Columbians have asked us to work together and get things done that make a real difference in their daily lives, said Premier Eby. This experienced and capable team will be focused on addressing the priority issues we heard loud and clear. We're honored to have been given the opportunity to tackle these serious challenges. The appointment couldn't have been more appropriate for Morissette. As mayor, the village benefited from affordable housing, a new daycare center, family housing development, a field of dreams, and many more projects, all while navigating the community through COVID. The appointment of Parliamentary Secretary of Rural Development was exactly what I was hoping for, said Morissette. In addition, he made an impact on the West Kootenay community. Beyond Fruitvale, Morissette engaged with the Economic Trust of the Southern Interior, West Kootenay Transit, and worked with the Lower Columbia Initiatives Corporation on lobbying to become the Western Canadian Battery Recycling Center. Our local value-added forestry industry should have me set up to support the larger riding and BC in diversifying our economy, he said. Kootenay Central MLA Brittany Anderson was named Minister of State for Local Governments and Rural Communities, and will work closely with the Premier. Her appointment creates a positive partnership with the Rural Development Secretary. I expect to be working closely with Brittany on bringing our rural voice to government and addressing the many challenges in rural BC, added Morissette. According to Eby, the new cabinet's top priorities will be bringing down costs for families, strengthening healthcare, making communities safer and growing the economy so everyone feels the benefits. Eby is committed to build partnerships with Indigenous communities and take action on climate change, both key to building a more prosperous BC for future generations. These are big challenges and tackling them all will take time. Getting there will take listening and learning from British Columbians of different perspectives, Premier Eby said. While British Columbians may sometimes disagree, we all want the same basic things in life, a good paycheck, a home we can afford in a safe community and high-quality healthcare that's there when we need it. The new provincial cabinet reflects the diversity and strengths of British Columbia, with more women than men in cabinet. The new government has done away with the cumbersome Ministry of Energy, Mines, and Low Carbon Innovation. It is now 2 separate ministries, Energy and Climate Solutions and Mining and Critical Minerals.